Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Wow, wow, wow! This is so fun!
Screams Avendra's sword as she whirls through the air outside of the leaky leg. As you are about to set off up the leg of the Titan towards the well, you hear crunch, 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 crunch of footsteps hurrying toward you.
Guys, heroes, I'm so sorry. I'm going back to the tavern, but there's a letter for you.
Teleport
into my
God hand. Damn it. Logan goes to grab it and is just about there, and then your hand snatches it out.
No, it just teleports into my hand.
Can you teleport the other thing to you?
God damn it. The upgrade I chose was that I can teleport small objects.
Oh my God.
I grab her hand awkwardly. Oh, sorry.
Oh, hi.
You should go back.
Yeah, I was just confused because, well, no one comes through here and then you're here. And then you get a letter.
So where did the letter come from?
I didn't see anyone.
I'm sure it'll be fine. Let's open the letter.
There was, like, purple smoke coming through the door.
Sounds about on brand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Allegra likes purple, doesn't she?
Sure. Okay. Let's open the letter, Toby.
I'm going back now, but good luck.
You get back
thank
safely.
You very much.
Okay. You're amazing, Olga.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's just me. That's the sword.
Thank you.
Shit. You're amazing too.
Yeah. And you see a black card.
Not unlike the card that we were given.
So is it in an envelope or is this a black card?
It's just a blank black card.
Oh.
But as you kind of wave your hand over it, it's almost like, you know those the magnets that pull all the iron in these kind of crystalline shapes? You ever had those toys?
Yeah, the iron filings. Yeah,
as you wave your hand, the letters literally jump out at you.
Ooh.
And there is a message. To all players, to go home, all players must gather together and say, the game is over. To stay, all players must gather together and say, the game continues. Once a decision is made, it is final. And that's what you get.
Great. So let's get Allegra and let's finish the game.
Wait, does she count too?
Yes, she's a player.
What does she have, the D20?
That's true.
Because otherwise, I'm sure, unless we want to give this a shot now, Toby, I'm sure you have, like, meetings tomorrow.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. I kind of forgot about that.
Yep. So unless you want to give that a shot right here, right now, I suspect Allegra needs to be involved in the six of us playing.
She said she'd see us at the end. So,
let's head to the end then. Unless you anyone want to give this a shot?
No, we just got here. No.
She said that. And she said that she's excited she gets to be a player this time.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Perfect memory. Thank you.
He's never going to want to go home.
Thank you, Vince.
Will we go and find her?
She will. What do you mean she wouldn't want it? We're all keen to go home after we've had an adventure.
Why did she bring us here and do this to us if she wanted to go home?
I'm sure for fun.
Right. It's great.
That is actually a great question. How did she get us here? I mean, it doesn't really matter. But
there's a lot about this that's kind of fucked up. I think for at least for now, fucking go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
I tend to agree. Toby, yeah. Unless you can rattle your brain as to how Allegra has used magic or whatever to summon us into this thing, the Greens Party has some secrets.
Look, I agree. It's largely academic, okay? But we can walk and talk.
Sure. Then let's walk.
Excellent. Do you flip the card over?
I feel like I should.
So as I'm holding it up, someone else can see what's on the back.
And jutting out, the letters slowly form. The dead don't get a vote.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
And you head up the leg. Spooky, spooky.
Oh, that's kind of spooky. I don't know. That's weird. I don't like it.
So he throws the note in the air and then it...
Beautiful.
Teleports somewhere.
Nice. Somewhere, yeah.
Where?
Probably his coat somewhere.
I like the idea that Neo's like, I don't even know where it goes. Yeah.
Sometimes
you're
using
their magic. I mean, really.
Like, I only last a day. I'm going to be most out of it.
That's great. So you can see this like little ticker that says like days remain or hours remain.
Yeah, it's until dawn. Runs out at dawn.
That's stressful. Yeah, and the meter is kind of depleting like a battery.
To be clear on how this works, are we still like, because we're inside a Titan. Are we still inside? Because we're not outdoors now. We're just out of the leaky leg, but still inside the body of this thing.
Are we in a bone?
No. It's like you can kind of see the large white, almost if you were looking at a large rock formation.
Yeah. It's like cliff face.
Next to you. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. It's like one femur is like a line of hills.
Yeah.
So we are currently outdoors.
Yes. Yeah.
Leaky leg was next to the leg of the Titan.
Yeah.
In name only, not...
Or is it carved into the bone of the Titan?
I mean, that is cool.
A little both?
Yeah.
Should we
like
say...
Like a structure built in, like kind of partially built into...
Yeah. Yes,
something's
let's say
in,
that.
But to travel, we have to go out.
You travel alongside the leg.
Cool.
Yeah. Very cool.
As you head up...
Towards this well,
the hip,
right?
Yeah,
the hip is where we know.
Marching order.
Yeah. I mean, I'll go ahead.
Gladly stay in the middle, thank you.
Yeah, great. You're kind of looking out and you see this world that was always described, full of trees that are bent over, like rows and rows of weeping willows, of craggy little areas, bones crunching underfoot. Various steps along the way, and the mists seem to be rolling in from a distance as the light from the day grows paler and paler, almost like blue washing over the whole place.
Just how I imagined it.
You remember that far?
I mean, playing with you guys is one of the best memories of my whole childhood.
I can't describe the looks. Yeah, everyone's throwing.
There's a lot of looks happening.
He like comes out. He's like, "Oh, that's actually not sustainable for that long. So that is absolutely fine." No, man. I tend to agree, man. It's like, and he's like trying to think. Is like, was this exactly how she described it though, or is the way that she used to describe it? Has it turned a lot darker than the way that she used to describe
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Like, I remember it being a lot more, I don't know, you remember what Allegra was like fucking chipper and all like, you know, like...
Are we remembering the same person?
I don't remember her that way at all.
No,
dude,
me
as a DM, 100%. You see the way she would light up whenever she would talk about this
world? Oh, for sure, as a DM.
But Dolorin's always been a pretty dark creation.
Yeah, but the way that she described it was definitely different to what we see now.
Well, I think that's the point, right? Like, she was saying it's all new, it's evolved, And Olga was saying it's been 10 years since these heroes, which were us.
That's my point, man. Like,
so it's gotten, things have gotten shit.
Hey, man, I think we had a part to play in it, obviously. Like, whatever the ending happened that happened last time, like, it's been 10 years since we have not been here. Things have gone to shit.
Yeah, but this wasn't a real place.
I mean...
I don't think we had a place to... No, it was...
Wasn't it? Look around, dude. Looks pretty real to me. Unless we're all having like a collective fucking trip at the moment, but I don't remember taking anything unless you slipped something in those the fucking like brewery IPA stuff that you had, Omar.
But it wasn't. And it wasn't.
I didn't. Did you drink that? You didn't seem to take any. I offered you some.
I mean, I had a sip and then I threw it out because it kind of tastes like piss.
Why?
As you what? Keep
no, no,
walking
no, no,
on.
No, no, no. Hold on.
Shut up, storyteller.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I offered you a drink and you said no.
Yeah.
So why did you have some?
Because I was curious.
Why didn't you say yes?
Because I didn't feel like it at the time.
So you took from me.
Yeah, man.
Cool.
Cool.
I really feel like there's a lot of negative energy right now. And
I know, it feels like the mood's kind of coming down.
I agree.
I don't feel strong anymore.
I just think, yeah, things maybe have gone to shit in the last 10 years, but that's what we're here for. Like, we're the heroes of this story. So, like, let's rally together, everybody.
Yeah, man. I'm just saying, like, it's a real fucking place now. And I reckon at least some part of it was before, or at least retroactively it is.
Well, I think that's the interesting part of the question, right? Was it real before these? His D10 materializes in his hand, and we just now have access to it. Or did it become real because of these?
Did Allegra know that? When did she figure out that it was? Because the thing is, 10 years ago, we weren't transported into this place. Now, all of a sudden, we have the ability to be a part of the same fucking game. Because believe you me, this is the same fucking
it
world.
Is.
It's kind of different.
It's the same place. I know, it's different, it's darker, but it feels the same, right? Mm. This is Allegra's world.
And she wants us to what? Finish the story? Finish the story we never got to 10 years ago?
Warning. Figures incoming.
Wait, company, hang on. My AI's warning me.
Pointing north.
That way, in the mist.
How far away?
Range.
Imminent.
Coming. Weapons to your hands.
Right. Who goes there?
Shut up. I pull out my gun.
I forgot you had a gun.
What are you doing?
Shut up, Logan. Jesus Christ.
You're right, you're right.
Fucking shorting yourselves!
And from the swirling mists, you see a caravan pull through, being pulled by a rolling gear in front of it as it stops in front of you.
It looks like you have guests.
It's a strange steampunk, almost spider-like contraption with things that don't really make sense. Wood paneling and brass and silver and it's all very hodgepodge and cobbled together. And the main wheel that sits underneath it renders it more like a unicycle than a proper caravan. It ka-dum, 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 ka-dum. Screeches to a halt in front of you.
Is this the kind of thing that was in the original mists? Or is this new?
Oh. Hmm. Oh. You could. No, flashbacks are for your real life. I will. Since you asked the question, I will be a dick and handball it back to you. What do you think, Phil / Toby / Hawk?
I feel like maybe caravans are common, and maybe there were some light technological elements, but this has been like pushed further.
Mm.
Like they were sort of starting to invent this sort of thing when we left, like 20 years ago.
Yes.
And now it's like an advanced version of the steampunk technology that you had, that Allegra had flavored like one town with, maybe.
And now it's spreading.
Now it's spreading, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. As well, everything looks very augmented, like it's been added to over time in not a particularly stylish way. It looks like it's traveled many yards. Many miles.
Leagues.
Leagues, even. It's gone underwater and out.
Fathoms, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's somewhat rusty. It's seen a lot, and there are scratches and dents in the side as steam sputters from it.
Guess DW will, like, look with a perplexed look on his face towards the other members of the group, and then will kind of, like, shrug and, like, swivel around to face this monstrosity with like thoughts of 1999's Wild Wild West in his head as he sees the steampunk spider. And he just goes, "Who goes there, fair travelers? How are ye?" And he's like, "I think that'll work."
I don't remember him being the face of the party.
The caravan, as it faces you, has two circular windows.
Oh, God.
That shutter like eyelids, blinking and telescopically zoom out to get a better look at you.
It's just wave.
Hi! I'm a sword, but it's all good. Just happy to be here.
I assumed you were waving with the sword.
Oh, sure, yeah. Oh, sorry. I'll wave my sword around. Well, yeah, I feel like, yeah. Woo! Cat will, definitely wave the sword around and then keep it out just in case there's trouble.
Hawk, in your sensor.
Yes. I think I might call Starling.
Starling.
Yeah, but I'm doubling down on the bird theme.
I like it. Can I say that's my favorite choice that you've ever made in Roll to Cast?
Yeah!
Holy shit.
It's all downhill from here.
Fuck your other choices.
Bird choices. I love birds. They're my favorite animal.
Fair goal. Insight.
In the caravan.
Yes. Affirmative.
Okay. The eyes zoom out after seeing some waves from various members of the party.
These weird fucking people.
And the side of the caravan, what's the word I'm looking
raises?
For?
Raises?
Hisses?
Ascends?
Oh, let's say it opens like a DeLorean.
Yeah, like a gull wing.
It folds out and a humanoid figure jumps out, making a soft landing on the ground. They are somewhat metallic with wires for hair, like a multicolored mohawk. And I will ask, Kat, who is a figure that you had a crush on as a teenager?
Oh, my God.
Or...
Wait, that Luna or Kat?
We don't need to get into my questions.
I said Kat. But it could, you know.
All right, let's say Samantha, who was like in chemistry.
Despite being gleaming metallic blue with pink and orange and red wire hair, this looks a lot like Sam.
Oh, shit.
fair or foul?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Sam? Cocks her head to the side. Are you looking for someone named Sam?
Do you remember Sam? Does anyone remember?
Yeah, I remember Sam.
Sam from chemistry?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Right? Do you see it, right?
Yeah, 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 I see it.
Are you looking for... Do you see someone out there?
You just remind us of someone we used to know, that's all. We're fair, I'd like to think, at least.
Not the fair, I'm assuming. Her strange mechanical laugh kind of catches in her throat. You hear a whirring as well.
I like that laugh.
How dare you? How dare you? I like that laugh.
Did you just come from any points back to where they came? The Leaky Leg, by any chance?
Yes, we stopped by there.
Ah, we heard about you.
Oh.
Yes, apparently you passed by. We're actually making our way to the hip.
Yes, to the well.
Correct.
That's where we're headed to.
For what reason?
Well, it is dangerous out here to travel alone. We're looking for some measure of security.
We hear the well is unpowered at the moment.
Yes. It would need gold.
Do you have any gold?
In your in your scan, you see two coins glowing within this figure's
chest. Oh, they're in the person?
Chest.
Okay, fair enough. All right, fine. If they were in the caravan, I might be...
It is hard to access, but yes, we do have
gold.
When you say we, how many of there are you? How many are traveling? Is it just you and...
No, there are more. Please, come with me. And they kind of motion to the caravan. And inside you see a very cozy, it's almost Ghibli-esque.
Okay.
With curtains and velvet and knickknacks aplenty, wires kind of going everywhere, strange copper automatons or toys hopping around on the floor. And in the corner, you see two other relaxing figures with similar android-like bodies. Although, one does seem more animal-like than the others. Toby, did you have any pets growing up?
And did you not now, do you?
Well, you're like in your 30s now.
Exactly.
Just say it. Yeah. If it's the family dog, it's pushing.
Could be like cockatoo. So
I'm going to borrow a weird detail from Phil's life.
Great.
Yeah, we had a chinchilla.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. What? So,
yeah, we had a chinchilla for a while.
Incredible.
Yeah.
So
called Maggie.
So cute. Despite being somewhat, it's anthropomorphic, this android-like chinchilla that is much, much, much larger than a normal chinchilla would be.
Right.
We're thinking the size of a halfling almost. A capybara.
Yeah, that would be about right. Yeah. Like a capybara-sized chinchilla.
Sitting on its haunches with its kind of strange brush-like tail. Again, LED lights making up the fur of this creature with its...
Like fiber optic fur. Yeah, that's very cool.
With its large black eyes that you can... If you look through, you can see the camera lens following you. There's the chinchilla person, folk, I don't...
Chinchilla folk works.
There's the chinchilla creature. And then there is another similarly androgynous to the Sam-like android with almost Princess Leia-like hair.
Buns.
But it's really metal. And they are much more metallic with kind of corroded copper stiff joints. Hello.
Flint immediately just gets in and... makes himself at home.
Yeah, it's nice in that it's very warm and it's much larger on the inside than
Logan's
it really should be.
Logan's going to follow suit as well, I think, yes. Straight in for a penny, in for a pound.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Let's go together then.
Yes.
Is it large enough for all of us?
Absolutely. They knock on a panel and the caravan itself... the panels move and expand.
Holy
to make
shit.
A much larger place.
Love that.
Oh, it's like some Transformers kind of shit.
Are you all riding with us? It would be safer in numbers.
Well, sure. This sounds great. This place is gorgeous.
Oh,
hops inside.
Thank you. Excellent.
We're all heading the same way, but I might stay outside. Have you got somewhere I can ride on top?
Yes. They flip the carpet over, stomp on a panel, and it lifts up. Almost like a tube to the top. And you have like a little kind of crow's nest lookout.
Excellent. I'll teleport up there.
I'll shout up to...
They may need a blanket. It's cold up there.
Yeah, no worries. I'll great work, team. Yeah, good idea. I'm going to ride with Toby just in case something that, you know, happens. Great coincidence. This is happening. Good, good, good. Toby, I'll ride with you just in case, you know, like one of us, two eyes better than... Four sets of eyes, two sets of eyes better than... You know what I mean.
Sure. I know what you mean.
Cool. Do you want me to call you Hawk? Because you stopped doing the voice.
I really don't mind. Either's fine.
Okay, great. Cool. And Xavier's going to clamber on up there as well next to him.
This Sam-like automaton reaches a hand out to Avendra shake it.
I shake. Definitely like doing that thing though where you're like just staring a little too much like... Yeah, very...
Is it my appearance?
Oh, you just really look like somebody that I knew a long time ago.
Oh.
So I'm just, it's, I mean, maybe Allegra, I guess Allegra knew Sam as well, so maybe that's why you look just like her.
Oh. Does it upset you?
No.
I could change. And as she says this, again, like the caravan itself, panels of her face move and shift around. What face would you like her to have?
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Live out your fantasy.
No, I can't share that with the podcast.
cat's fantasy then. Every day we skirt the line.
Sure, I guess, like, I don't know, just a hot lady. I don't know. I've never really thought about what cat's tastes are, but
Sandra Bullock from the 90s.
Oh, dang.
Like the Net era.
Dang. I mean, are we all in favor of some Sandy B?
I was going to go for an Olivia Wilde, but Sandy B's good too.
Similar features.
But I will say maybe Kat like has maybe not necessarily thought about like what her type would be like in that regard because she's pushed it far down. Mm. So maybe, it's like a little confusing. She doesn't really know.
Yeah. Ah. The panels move around. The nose becomes more button-like, dimple in the chin, and the eyes, like a bird blinks, there is a layer that filters over the eye. It returns back to normal, and the iris is now a human-like brown. The wires color shift to a brown. It's still a sort of mohawk, but yeah, it's like Sandra Bullock if she was an android and if she was a little bit off.
I can see
features,
it. Yeah.
Features just a little bit akimbo.
We call her off Sandra.
Maybe even like too symmetrical. Like,
The eyes are too close together.
Yeah.
Even though it is a face that's you know, if you folded it together, it would be beautifully symmetrical.
Mm. Yeah.
Is that better?
Wow. Can you do that anytime you want? Just change how you look?
Yes. Sometimes we also find spare parts and augment. Like, their name is Pigeon. But right now they look like a chinchilla. I liked the shape.
I will have to say I did Google what a chinchilla is. I think that was just
freaking adorable.
It's very cute, super cute.
For anyone at home, they are a South American rodent that is basically a ball of fluff.
Yes, with large, large, lovable eyes.
Yes,
and you can give them anything.
Big fluffy tails. It's almost like Pikachu-like.
Yes. It is very Pikachu-like, but rounder.
Yeah.
And they love a dust bath.
Yes, they do.
They roll around in dust. Yeah.
Pigeon squeaks from the corner. Yeah, I saw it. I saw a picture, and I wanted to look like that. So we found some spare parts, and we made it happen. But, Galatea there, they can kind of do it at will. Some of us have to improvise.
Holy shit, you speak. And I don't mean to be rude, I just didn't realize.
Yeah. Do you guys all speak?
Yes.
When we need to.
Cool.
Can we hear? Can we hear the conversation?
Yeah, it's like a crow's nest. Your feet are kind of still in the caravan.
That's what I thought. It's like a lift. It's like it lifts up into like a bubble. We're like not like outside.
Okay, I was picturing like the like Jawas, like the Jawas caravan on Tatooine. It's like you went high up in the air.
So we're not that high.
You're still involved.
Okay, we're still within the same. Okay, cool.
Yes. Well, the reason we're on the road is we wanted to see other things out there and be who we wanted to be, essentially. I think life is more interesting the more fluid you can be. And as she talks, her features kind of still continue to shift and shimmer in between this Sandra Bullock android and the Sam of your memory.
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock, fuck!
How long have you been here?
Oh,
in the mists?
Well, we ran away from... essentially, we've been traveling for 5 years now. The chinchilla kind of baps the side of the caravan. It's got us through some tough times, but it's certainly starting to show wear.
I guess that's the what I'm getting at. You say... through some tough times. What's been happening here the last 5 years? Like, what have you... Was it always like this, at least since you've been around? Or... It's been a while since we passed through these parts. Probably close to, 10 years now. And things are a little different, you might say. And we're just trying to puzzle together everything and put the pieces back together on exactly what, pardon the language, the hell happened.
The golden automaton kind of whirs pieces. Did someone say pieces?
Yes.
No, sorry. Sorry, Kara. No, we haven't found your pieces yet. She gets confused and Galatea goes to essentially put their arms around this whirring golden automaton that is kind of just moving at the hip. It doesn't really look like it's got other motion available. Mm. We lost some important parts for her a while back.
What do you mean, lose?
Well, as you can tell, we're all some form of mechanical, and these roads have become more and more dangerous. Not just fallen, not just beasts, but people acting like beasts, wanting more than they deserve, and they put a hand on their chest.
I've made no attempt to steal that gold. Stop looking at me.
Yes, but we figured if we could get to the well and somehow activate it, maybe we could create some sort of haven, some sort of safety, safe hold.
You're ready to settle down?
Yes. We ran away from home, and we'd like to stop running. Or, you know, just be able to run in our own time. That'd be nice. Also...
We're happy, as we said, we're going in the same direction. We're happy to make sure you get there safe.
Yeah, let's start moving and start. Let's start getting there.
The caravan.
Flint looks out, goes, well, we're not moving this whole time.
DW just like whispers to you, like, because I feel like we're sitting together, like enjoying the pleasure. It's like, Xavier just likes to think he's the leader of the group.
Right, right.
Looks like the only folks around are you guys, thankfully. So, hi-ho, everyone grab on to something. That's probably bolted down, actually. Yeah, because we lost the china that way. And the caravan. And you hear the constant motion of the wheels squeaking and squelching through the damp earth as you kind of jostle in place.
You have been listening to When the Party's Over, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rolltocast. The Die RPG is copyright of Lemon Inc. Limited and Stephanie Hahn Studio. The underlying game systems and mechanics are copyright of Roward, Rook, and Deckard Limited. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.